Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We are here once again on Monday night to talk to our sisters. Welcome. We welcome you to our Blog Talk radio. My sister, my friend, a Blog Talk radio show that's dedicated to reaching all of our women. We want to be an encouragement and uplifting and be here with resources for their needs and their concerns. Thank you for joining us tonight. We want to tell you that our mission is to give women a voice for expressing their godly concerns and also to be a sounding board for all women from all walks of life, locally, nationally, and internationally. We want to introduce tonight to some and present to others our president of Granny's Place, Ms. V. Beverly. Beverly, would you go ahead and say hello to our listening audience tonight?
Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone's had a great and blessed day. I hope forward that many people will be calling and listening in, and something will be said or done that will help you this evening.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you, and hope you've had a wonderful day today. Tonight, we are just going to just talk about our upcoming conference that's happening Saturday, October the 25th, 2014. My sister, my friend, is having its first annual women's conference, Empowering Today's Women. It will be hosted by none other than your host, LaShondra Lewis, that would be me, to encourage all women of all ages to this free conference and come together to give each other a shoulder to lean on, some strength, some love, some knowledge, some friendship, and some prayer. We will be having 4 guest speakers. We want you to participate in workshops designed specifically for today's woman in mind, local vendors, networking opportunities. We'll also have some breakout sessions. We'll have some county and state resources and much, much more. Also, we're going to have some light refreshments will be served. So it's going to be, again, Saturday, October 25th, 2014. The time is 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. The place is going to be at the First We Real Baptist Church at 1415 Wheatland Road, Duncanville, Texas, 75116. That's the church pastored by none other than the illustrious Richard Terry. And we want all you women that are interested, come on by and see what's going on at our first annual women's conference, Empowering Today's Women. Beverly has this vision for the women of my sister, my friend. She has asked God about this vision to promote this conference, and we've been working diligently to put it together so that we can be helpful and resourceful to our local women and also for the women all over the internet. Internet also. And we hope that you will join us and come in and talk with us and fellowship with us and just be a part of our conference. Beverly, would you go ahead and tell them a little about your vision about this women's conference so that we'll all be on one accord and know why we're doing this?
Well, past few years, we've been focusing a lot on doing a lot of outreach, mainly because of the storms that were going on and different things were happening to single mothers. And so we started doing the outreach, which is part of my sister, my friend. And as we started doing that, we started hearing about more and more women that were having hard times not finding any resources or having a hard time finding resources. And during the past year or so, I've been hearing about a lot of women's conferences. But when you hear about the women's conferences, they're always charging a fee. And they're talking to the women about making more money. And it's really not about a lot of money that we need. It's really about us being together, coming together as a community, sharing what we do have, and meeting the needs of those that are around us. And so when God placed this in my heart to do this, I really didn't know what we were going to do. I just knew that we were going to do something for women. And bringing women together, talking together as sisters and as friends, and talking together to try and help one another. We may not have a lot of money to share, but I can share what I have with you, and I'm sure you have something that you can share with me, even if it's just holding my hand while I'm going through what I'm going through. And so not wanting to make this about our dresses and how much money we don't have and all of those material things, God laid this on my heart to be just women talking to women, helping women, meeting other women's needs. And one of the scriptures that he placed on my heart, and I do apologize for not being able to quote it, but it just was older women were given the task of teaching younger women. And it's our job to teach them, to help them be better women, to help them understand what it means to be a mother, what it means to be a wife, what it means to be a sister. And so when God placed it on my heart to do this, it's to help women just understand what we are, whose we are, and what our purpose is. It's not our purpose to be on TV shaking our behinds and putting a price on ourselves. We have to look at what God has created us to be and what his purpose is for our life. And I think once we start doing that and coming together as warm, sisters helping sisters, friends helping friends, not to get over on each other, not putting each other down and not calling each other names, but really helping each other and being there for one another, not for what we can get from it, what she's going to give me, how it's going to help me, but just helping this sister get up on her feet. Letting that sister know that when she's going through chemo for breast cancer or lung cancer or something, she's got somebody that if I can't do nothing for her but just come and read, if I can feed her some soup, she's got me for that. If I can't do anything but pray for her when she calls on the phone, then let me do that. And so we want to reach out our hands and our arms to the women and let them know you do have a sister who loves you just for who you are and not for anything that you can do or anything that you have, but just because God made us. He made us special, and we need to be treated special. And so we want to come together as women, talking together. That's the reason I didn't put a price on this. I didn't want to do a whole lot of things that would make it complicated. I didn't want people to have to register and all that. I just want you to come out, sit down, shake off the burdens of the day, and let's come together and find out what the Lord says about today, because nothing has changed that the Lord can't fix. If we're going through things, and let's go through these things together as sisters, and let's see what the Lord says about our purpose and what our destiny is and how we can help one another, because there are a lot of resources out here. And if our sisters come together, if our friends come together, there's nothing that we can't do. There's nothing that we can't help a sister with. Even if I have to share my groceries with you, then let me know that you need some groceries. So let's come together and use our resources and just put the burdens of the day down. And let's focus on what God has to say about our lives, how we can improve our lives, how we can change our lives, and how we can be a sister and a friend to someone else who's in need. And even if you're not in need, sometimes you might just need someone to say, give you a hug, or say I love you, or hold your hand, whatever it is. Come on to my sister, my friend's conference, and let's just sit down, talk together, hold hands together, and let's do a little crying together. And when we leave, pray that God has made a change in someone's life, and someone leaves uplifted, someone leaves knowing that they do have someone that they can talk to, and there are some resources. So we just want to have a good time in God, and we want to help somebody else.
Amen. Wonderful. What a wonderful experience it should be for all of us to come together and just love on each other and give each other comfort and let each other know that there is some love out here, because this today's society is very, very stringent on love. Everybody seems to be out for themselves. Everybody wants to make a name just for themselves, and they don't want to share with one another. But that's not what my sister, my friend, is all about. My sister, my friend, as Beverly said, wants to let you know that we are here for you. That we want to let you know that if we can't get something for you, we know who to send you to who to refer you to, or you might even find somebody that you want to get involved with at the conference. That's what it's all about. We'll be doing networking. We'll have many, many opportunities for you to get involved in different organizations, different ministries. God has birthed a lot of ministries through our women, and hopefully they will be there, and that you will be able to talk to them and connect with them and get some information about what they do and how they're helping our sisters and how our sisters are helping them, and just a whole lot of love just flowing through the place. So we want you to come on out and just be with us. We have four dynamic speakers. Beverly, if you have the topics, would you go ahead and kind of tell us what their topics is? Were you able to pull that up?
Well, I remember what the topics was. Excuse me again.
Okay.
I've got to find out who the speakers are, but I do know what the topics are. One of our topics is, what is woman? And we're looking back at the Bible to see how the Bible defines woman, because today it's a strange definition of what a woman is. We ask the question, what is femininity? It seems like that's a lost word in the vocabulary. Women are no longer seeking to be feminine. The other one is, what is a woman's purpose? Because we know that God sets forth a woman's purpose, and with God's design of her purpose, she can determine her destiny. And we asked, the last was, what is a woman's value? When I look on TV and look in the magazines today, it seems like they put a dollar sign on the value of a woman's body. And they tell women that they're not worth anything in foreign countries when you listen to the news. So we have to ask some serious questions to make women really come back and see what the Lord says about who they are and what they are.
All right. Good. I think that going down with that, I believe Deborah King is going to be that first speaker. Minister Carletta Govan is going to be the second speaker. Demetria LeBlanc is going to be our third speaker. And Pastor Sonara Henderson, if she is available, will be that fourth speaker. But I believe she's having a conflict of scheduling. So we do have another speaker that is lined up to speak in her place. Thank God. There's always a ram in the bush. Elder Linda. Linda Jordan, who will be speaking in her place on Saturday if she's not available. God is so good. He's just always making ways out of no ways, and he always puts people and places together the way they should be. So I have a caller on the line that if you would like to go ahead and speak, go ahead. Caller, extension 1176, would you like to have something to say tonight? Are you just going to listen? Hello? Well, thank you so much for joining us. Anyway, if you're not going to talk to us, thank you for being with us. We just wanted to come together tonight. Oh, go ahead. There you are.
Here.
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. How are you guys doing?
We're doing
I am
Devon.
I'm excited to be on call. I'm actually, my name is Carlita. I'm just sitting in listening.
Oh, that's Carlita. I told you she sounds like Yvonne.
Hi, Miss Carlita. Nice to meet you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you inviting me out to listen in. It's definitely a blessing to hear everything that's being done with my sister and my friend. So it definitely helps give me an opportunity to see how God's working, you know, in the midst of where you all are in Texas. So thank you.
Well, praise God. Where are you?
I'm in Virginia right now. I'm located in Hampton Roads area, Virginia Beach area.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight and listening in and giving us your comments. And any time that you want to ask a question about my sister, my friend, or anything that you would like to discuss with us tonight about our organization, just feel free to just jump in and we'll try to answer anything that you ask us. That's what we are here for. I wanted to make mention that we are internationally, since we're on computer, we go all around the world. We've had listeners from all over, so we thank you for calling from Virginia. That's such a blessing.
Thank you.
Shonda, this is our volunteer administrative assistant.
Okay.
Well, be blessed. Yeah. Thank you, my sister. It's wonderful to have
volunteer.
You join us. And help us out in what we need to do and give us some insight and some young man.
Thank you.
Young man is always good.
Yeah, we really need that part, I'll tell you.
Amen. Very good. Well, we want to just be a help to our sisters. We want to give them resources. We want to pull them all together to let them know that there is someone out here that loves them and want to help them and give them resources. We have our dynamic speakers that are going to tell us about woman and what she's worth and what her purpose is. One of our speakers is a book writer. She wrote, her name is Demetria LeBlanc, and she'll be speaking to us, and she wrote Daughters of Divine Destiny. Her book is being published as we speak, and I wanted her on tonight to tell us about a little bit about the book so that she could let the ladies know that it will be available at the conference, but she got her text and email late, so she said that she may come on tonight and talk to us. Then she might just be listening in. So, Demetria, if you're out there listening, you can just jump in whenever you get ready and come on and talk about your book. And, Beverly, I wanted to ask you, did you ever get back with Miss Tori, Miss Tori Lynn?
Yeah, I think I emailed her to come to the conference. I did send her the flyer. And
okay.
So, we encourage people to go to our Facebook page. It's been updated so that you can get up-to-date details on the conference. And we're just excited about hosting this conference.
Yes, excited. Yes, we'll have vendors there that have, we have purses, we have jewelry. We're going to have a massage therapist. We're going to have women ministries there to minister to the sisters that need one-on-one. Our speakers are also going to be able to minister to any of the sisters that need direct contact with them. We are going to have transitional housing people there to tell about their transitional housing, and just a wealth of our sisters are going to be there to support us on Saturday. So come on out, ladies. Come on out and just join in with us if you're listening. If you have any questions, you can dial in and talk to me at 310-982-4126. And just join us. I'm waiting for my co-host, Sister Sonara Henderson, Pastor Henderson, to join us. She may be able to join later, and our speakers to join later. I'm waiting for Minister Govan. She said that she would call us in a little bit. So we're just going to just talk until we get some more callers in on the line. Beverly, would you like to give any more information or tell about the tables and anything like that?
Well, we've got it catered. A gentleman that is a professional caterer, he's catering the event for us, and he's a very good cook, very gentle and kind man.
Yes.
He's going to cater it for us, so hopefully we'll have enough food for everybody. We are going to have tables for the church that we're having our event at, First Free Will Baptist Church, so we'll have some literature about the church there. And some of the other Dress of Success, which is an international organization, we're partnered with the local organization in Dallas. They'll be at the event, and they will have a table there. Hopefully another partner of ours will be there. We'll see. I don't know if Reconciliation Outreach will make it or not, but we did extend an invitation to them. And so we're expecting some other churches to come out there. And so we're expecting to have a good time on Saturday. We just want to network and exchange information with everyone and let women know about different types of services that are available to them, about where they can go get their mammograms done, even if they don't have insurance, because that's a very important issue. And so we, Ashes to Beauty will be there, and they'll have information about where they can go get their mammograms and any other feminine tests that they might need, because we have a lot of things that we have to get checked out. And so we need to know where we can go and not have to worry about if we don't have insurance, we can't go there. We'll be giving out information on grants that are available for women. If you have cancer and you need chemo, there are some grants available to help you pay for those. So we're going to try and share as much information as we can. We do have an organization coming from Fort Worth talking about human trafficking, and there's been a lot of trafficking of young kids as well as females in Texas and across the southern part of the United States. So she's going to come and give us some information about that. So that accounts for a lot of our young girls and young men disappearing. Some of them are in that drug trafficking thing, so where they're trafficking human beings for money, for drugs, and all types of things. So we need to be aware of that. And so she's going to be there. So we look forward to, we're going to have a hairstylist there and someone to maybe make your nails look a little prettier than they were when you left home and you want to spruce up. So come on out and join us. Come on out and pray with us and eat with us and talk with us. And we look forward to having a great time so that we can plan for next year to make it even better than the first year, if that's possible. So come on out and join us and just sit chat, spend a little time with us, and meet some people that you've maybe lived down the street and you just didn't know it. But come on and join us, and let's fellowship with the Lord.
Yes, how wonderful it's going to be. I just know that God is going to show up and do what he does best, show out and let all of us know that he is in the mix, and we can give him all the glory for everything that we go through, everything that we can be a part of to help our sisters. He's just going to be there in the midst. His spirit will be with us, and we're just going to have a glorious time. We also have some Mary Kay vendor to come out and make you look pretty, and she can fix you up and have you at Kevin just looking real gorgeous. She's very good with it, what she does, Miss Ross. So we're just going to have everybody going to be out, hopefully, to have a good time and fellowship with each other and just love on each other and just be there for each other. Our purpose is, as Beverly said, is to bring all sisters together and just give them some love. So we are in the midst. I'm getting a message from Minister Henderson, Pastor Henderson. She has good news for me. She says that she will be able to be with us on Saturday.
Oh, great.
God is good. So she's going to be in the mix. So we thank God for her. Thank you, God, for working it out. See, he's just working it out. It's just, you know, you have that domino effect when one thing goes right and the rest of it just falls in place. That's just what I feel right now.
That's when you're doing something and you say, now, did God give me this or am I doing this or what am I doing? And when he starts confirming them for you, then you're not, okay, all right, okay. He'll put everything in place for you. He'll make it all come to pass for you. So, oh, yeah, I'm excited.
I look forward to listening to
what the women are going to say.
They have a word from the Lord. They have a word from the Lord, and we thank God for all of them. God just dropped them in our spirits, in our past, and he just brought us all together. Last year, we didn't know that we were going to have all of these friends and all these networks that we were a part of. We didn't know where God was leading us, but he has put us together with some mighty ministries, some mighty women of God, and he has been just blessing us. I always tell Beverly, I say, he just keep giving us and giving us and giving us everything that we need whenever we need it. And it's just so comforting to know that he is what he said. He is a comforter, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience and walk with God, and we want all of our sisters, to share in that experience and share in their relationship with him, because without him, we could be nothing. Without him, we would fail. So I want to point that out, because God is the head of everything that we do. If we trust him, if we give him what he desires of us, and that's just a part, just a relationship with him. All he wants us to do is depend and trust in him and have faith. I know there's a lot of people that don't believe there is a God, but believe me, those of you that listen, believe me, there is a God. He takes care of us daily, every day. We don't do anything of our own selves. It wasn't me that woke me up this morning. It wasn't me that gave me that position. It wasn't me that gave me the knowledge to know how to think and talk and speak to our sisters. He indwells his Holy Spirit within me and lets me do what he has me to do. Because I'll be fighting tooth and nail trying not to do it. But until he just tells me that's what I need you to do, okay, Father, that's what I'm going to do. He's just like my daddy. Okay, he's my daddy. Okay, daddy, that's what I'm going to do. And I have to honor him, and I have to give him the glory and thanks for everything that he does for me, because it's just so many doubts out here in this world that people think that, you know, they just do it on their own, you know, and I just can't believe that, but I have my own belief, and I know they have theirs, but I believe that everything that happens, it happens for good, and he orchestrates it because he said it was predestined. He said that he had thought about us before we were even thought about, and from the beginning of time. I'm finna get on my soap, I'm gonna back up, because I believe and trust in him with all my mind and heart and soul. So, but ladies, come on out and join us at the First Free Will Baptist Church at 1415 Wheatland Road, Duckinville, Texas, 75116, on Saturday morning from 12 to 4, and get what God has for you, because he does have something for you. Beverly, we were going to pray tonight and get a prayer vigil going. So if you don't mind, while we're waiting on anyone else who wants to call in or talk to us, would you go ahead and open up the prayer and just pray for
Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for loving us enough to breathe into our bodies and wake us up and let us see another wonderful and beautiful day. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness, Father. And Father, thank you for putting Granny's place within my spirit. I know sometimes I'm, like Lashonda said, I'm the one kicking, saying no. But I thank you. I thank you for the love that we've experienced from my sisters on this show. We've brought so many women on the show that had ideas, had opinions, had help. They had prayer. They had love. And they had a spirit to want to help someone else. We thank you for those women, Lord. We thank you for touching their hearts. We thank you for giving them your love so that they would spread it to others. Thank you, Lord, for using us. I wouldn't have chose this to do this. I wouldn't have known how to do it. But I thank you for using us. I thank you for giving Lashonda the ability to do this radio show each Monday night. Thank you for giving us guests to come on and share their knowledge with us. They share their resources with us. And they open up their hearts to all the women that will listen. And Lord, we just thank you for that. Thank you for using us. Thank you for allowing us to share your love with others, to help another woman feel good about herself. We've had a lot of women call. And on the other shows that you've opened up to us too, on Free on the Inside, so many men have called needing help and men calling to help others. We thank you for using us, for allowing us to be a servant to you, to be a servant to my sister that's out there in an abusive relationship. Thank you for using us for the women that lost their homes and you gave us the blessings to bless them with clothing and household goods for their families. Thank you for Sister Lewis's devotion. She's been here, came to Granny's Place Youth Center for a meeting, and she's been here ever since. Every day, faithfully, helping someone else and bringing others to Granny's Place to help somebody else. I thank you for her, Lord. I thank you for Sister Henderson. She always speaks a word that quiets me and helps me understand your word sometimes when I'm a little bit confused. And when she comes on the air, my sister, my friend, she helps other women understand your word. She gives all of us a word for you. And it helps us in the evening when we hang up the phone. We've got something to meditate on, and I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for Carol Reed that came on and always gave us a little bit of knowledge, Lord. Always helped us understand what was going on around society, politics, what the community needs to be doing, and how she strives every day to take care of her family. Lord, we thank you for so many things. But we thank you for loving us, for caring for us when we've been sick in our body. For caring, I know you've carried me so many times, Lord. I didn't know how I was going to make it. But you sent this sister by and she called me. You sent another sister by and she sent a note. And we thank you for allowing us to be servants, to use what you've given us to help another sister, to call someone else my friend. I feel privileged and honored to call Lashonda Lewis my sister and my friend. I feel honored to call all these women sisters and think of them as my good friends because they trust in you, they believe you, they love you, and they hold on to your faith, and they share it with other women. And we take it as servants, Lord, as armies in your sword. I don't know, Lord, I'm just losing words. I'm so excited, and I love you so much, and I appreciate everything that you do for me, everything that you've done for us. And, Lord, we pray that something will be said tonight that will give some woman hope, that she'll know that she's not out there alone. She's not the only woman that's gone through breast cancer. She's not the only woman that's been beaten. She's not the only woman that's been lost her way. She's not the only woman that's out there on drugs or lost her daughter to the streets. But, Father, we just thank you for giving us a word from you to help some other woman, to help some other sister. And, Lord, I just want to tell you thank you from the bottom of my heart for loving me, for caring for me, for feeding me. And not one day in my life have I ever been outside, have I ever missed a meal, have I ever been unclothed. And that's because of you, Lord. And I thank you for what you've done for my sisters and for my friends. And thank you, Lord, for touching the bodies, for healing us, for making us strong. Use us, Lord. I thank you for using me and letting me help somebody else. And, Lord, we just want to give you name the praise, the honor, and the glory. And you're whatever you'd have us to be. Sometimes it gets a little rough, but we're not sure where we're going. But I'm always sure of one thing, that you're here with me, that you never left me. You said you'd never forsake me. And, Lord, 63 years, I can honestly say before the world that you've been with me every step of the way. And I want to tell you thank you, Lord,
thank you, Lord,
for all things. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, dear God. Oh, Father in heaven, tonight we just come and just praise and we just honor and we just glorify your holy name tonight, God. Father, you are so worthy to be praised. Father, you are just so awesome. There are not words that can express the gratitude and the awesomeness of your being, dear God. And, Father, we just honor you tonight. We just praise you tonight. We just give you all the glory, all the honor, dear God, because you are so worthy to be praised. And we thank you so much, dear God. We just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy that you provide for us each and every day. A brand new mercy, God. You give it to us and we don't even deserve it, dear God. But you keep on giving us your mercy. You keep on blessing us from day to day to day, God. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you because you're such an awesome God. We thank you because you're such a merciful God. We thank you because you just keep on being Jehovah Jireh, the provider. God, we just thank you because you're just so awesome in our lives. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to keep us in your will. Continue to keep us in your way. Continue to lead, to guide, and to help us be who you have us to be. God, in your word, you say that you know the plans that you have for us to prosper us and to make us loving and to be kind. God, we thank you for that. We thank you for this day. We thank you that you woke us up this morning with our minds on you today, God, to give you the glory, Father, because there are some that don't have a mind today, God. Father, we thank you for letting us see, to see your glory, dear God, to see what your majesty has produced, dear God. We thank you for eyes to see. We thank you for letting us hear from one another, to talk to one another, to be able to comprehend one another, to understand, God. We thank you for that. And, Father, we thank you for giving us the love that you have for us to give to somebody else, God. Father, I know that we don't always love that like we should, but we thank you for the opportunity to give the love that you have bestowed upon us, God, because you
are the beginning of love. You started this love thing, God, and we thank you for it, Father. Thank you for the opportunity to love, God. Thank you for the opportunity to give, God, out of our resources, God, out of our wisdom, God, out of our knowledge, God. We thank you for being able to share with our sisters. And even our brothers, dear God, we thank you for our husbands. We thank you for our friends. We thank you for our parents. We thank you for the people that are in our lives, God, those that are in our closer circles and those that are in our outer circles, God. We thank you for all the people that you have brought into our lives, God, to help lift us up, to help lead us, to help guide us, to help keep us in your will, dear God. We thank you for Pastor Terry tonight, dear God, for allowing us to use the church for his, for God's glory to help our sisters, dear God. Father, thank you for Pastor Terry. God, thank you for my pastor, Pastor Michael Morgan Sr., dear God, the one who gives us the word that is so anointed and so powerful that comes from you, that helps keep us, that keeps me lifted up, that keeps me going, dear God, from day to day. When I can't get to you, dear God, which I know I can't, I'll tell you, but I can get to him, dear God, and he leads and guides me and gives me the word that you sent from above. Father, thank you for him tonight, dear God. God, I thank you for my husband. I thank you for the path that you have sent him down with free on the inside. God, I ask you to continue to strengthen him, to continue to grow him in your will and in your way, dear God. Father, I thank you for Mr. Beasley tonight, dear God. I thank you for letting him be appreciative of his wife and to go along with what her vision is for Granny's Place, dear God, because he is a man of God, dear God. Thank you for Mr. James tonight, God. Ask you to continue to strengthen him, to help him to continue to lift his wife up, to continue to be her backbone, dear God, to continue to encourage her, dear God, to keep on going on in her vision that you have given us, Father, because we know you gave us the vision, you're going to make the provision. Father, and we thank you for that tonight, God. We thank you for your provision tonight. We thank you for everything that you have given us thus far, dear God. Father, we ask that you come in on Saturday morning. We ask that you come in. We invite your Holy Spirit in, to God, to just indwell in that place, dear God. Father, when we get there, let your Spirit just already be there, invited in and lifting us up and loving one another and showing the love that you have for us to project to the other women, to give to the others that are going to be there. Father, we ask and we thank you for Mr. Glenn tonight for providing the food tonight, dear God. We thank you for his awesomeness cooking, God, because you know that that is from you, dear God. We thank you for the people who are going to participate, the vendors, the ministries, the 501(c)(3)s, all of the people who will be involved on Saturday, dear God. We thank you for them. Father, we just ask that you continue to be with them. We ask that you continue to keep them in your will and keep them in your way, dear God. We just ask that you be with them tonight, dear God. Everybody who is connected to this venture, dear God, be with them. Father, we ask that you be with the speakers who are coming forward to share your word about a woman's word and what is a woman and all the other topics. We ask your blessings on our speakers tonight, dear God. We ask that you keep them in your will, dear God. We ask that you have them speak the word that you have them to speak to us on Saturday, dear God. We ask that you give them the ladies to receive and comprehend what they're going to tell them about what a real woman is and what her worth is and what her femininity is and all and everything that you have for them today, God. Bless them on Saturday morning. Father, we ask that you keep us during the rest of the week. We ask that you provide for us, that everything would turn out well, so that you, Father, can get the glory, not anything that we're going to do or have done or trying to do, God. We want you to get the glory.
Yes.
Move back every self,
yes,
God. Everybody who's standing, Father, move them out the way and speak to our women, to God. Speak to our women that day, God, and keep them and lead them and guide them that day, God. And we thank you for them right now in advance, Jesus. Father, we just ask that you continue to be with us all. Thank you for our new administrative secretary, Carlotta. I think that's the way I'm supposed to say her name, but because you know we mess up names, Jesus. But we thank you for having her join us tonight, dear God. We ask that you continue to bless her and keep her. We thank you for Candace tonight, dear God. We ask that you continue to bless us on her and everybody, dear God, who is a part in helping my sister, my friend, and help whatever part that they play in this conference tonight, God. We thank you for them. Father, we ask you to keep them. We ask you to keep their minds on your will and your way. Make their minds strong today, God. Continue to give them ideas. Continue to develop them in you, dear God. Continue to help them be who you have them to be in your holy will. God, we just can't thank you enough. We just can't say it enough. There is not enough words in this vocabulary, in the Webster Dictionary or anywhere that can express how thankful we are and how grateful we are for you, oh God Almighty. God, we just praise you. We honor you. And again, we thank you. Brother, look on the sick, the shut in. Look on those who would want to be there on Saturday, but for things that they cannot control, Father, keep them, help them, be with them. Father, we just ask these blessings in your name, in the name of Jesus we pray, and we give thanks for all. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank you, God. And I see
amen.
We have our minister, Gobain, online. Good evening,
yeah.
Minister Gobain. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening. I am so glad I didn't miss you guys this evening. Just needed
Amen.
To be over here to hear a little bit of this. So thank y'all so much for having me once again. I'm so excited about Saturday and what God is going to do for all of us. I mean, this is a great expectation for me and anticipation. It's just a wonderful time for women. These days, especially for women who are, you know, gathering together to be an encouragement for one another. I just think that is huge in the kingdom, just huge in the kingdom. So I'm glad to be a part of it. I really am.
Well, thank you so much for being a part. We thank God for you. We thank God that he orchestrated our joining together in life.
Yes, me too.
I appreciate him so much. I just thank God for all the women that I have come in contact with and have become friends with, my true sisters, my true friends. I thank God for Beverly for putting this together for us, to have a vision and walking out on what God's vision he gave her, because if it had not been for the vision that he gave her, we would not be able to do what we're doing and come together.
Yes,
that's a purpose. It's a purpose. I'm learning.
It's a purpose.
I'm learning that
beautiful
everything
purpose.
In our life is a purpose. We're studying Romans, and we were studying Romans 8:28 on last Wednesday night about that purpose and the predestination that he has for us. And when I tell you, my pastor, he just done broke it down so easy that a little baby can understand it. It's wonderful, and it's just so helpful in the walk that we're walking, because we have to know that we
That's
do
it.
Have a purpose in life, and it comes together for those who love the Lord. Girl, there's a cow. Okay, girl, I ain't going to eat start. But I just know in my heart and mind and soul that God has put us all together for this purpose. And one of the purposes I think he's put us together is to help our sisters one to another, to love each
You're
other.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely
give us,
right.
Give each other the things that we need, and that's what we do. Minister Govan, would you please tell us a little bit about what you what you're going to be speaking on, and then tell us about City Women. So for those that don't know, that are listening.
Well, I'm going to be talking about what is femininity? What does it mean when women talk about their femininity? And I'm going to talk about it from God's standpoint, because femininity, you will not find the word in the scriptures, or I haven't been able to find it. Somebody else may have, but I haven't been able to find the word femininity. But I have found characteristics that go with the definition of it, you know, according to this this world kind of a view. But what I would like to see us as women do is refocus our view, or take the view back and look at it from God's point of view. Because women, we are the female existence of God. God is who created us, and he created us, like you just said, Chandra, for a specific purpose.
Yes.
And when he brought us unto the man, it was him who decided that it was not good for man to be alone. It was, that was God's decision. And when God saw that it was not good for man to be alone, he said, let us create a help meet for him. Now, he didn't say any kind of help meet. He said one that was suitable.
Okay.
He said, I'm going to create a help meet that's suitable for this man that I have made. Now, he's going to create a woman, but he's for a made man. Ain't that good?
Ain't that good?
I'm going to create me a that's woman amazing. For this made man. For this made man. So he needs something created for him. So what God did was he created the female existence of who he is. But when he brought woman unto the man, the thing I find very interesting about this, you know, of course we all know, those of us who have known about Adam and Eve from little bitty girl Tot, we know that God created the male, and he created the female, according to scripture, created he them, male and female. So as a woman, we are God's female existence. So we bring to any situation God's female, the female spirit to it. So when he brought us on the scene, he brought us to be a helper to this man that he had made, not to complete him, as a lot of people like to say that, you know, they completed each other, but you can't make a half out of a whole. You know, these are two whole individuals, people, you know, that God brought together. So you two wholes make one. Two wholes.
That's right.
Two wholes. I'm
not
a whole
a half
individual.
And a half.
So, yeah. Whole, two whole numbers make a whole number. But anyway, that's
okay.
Math. But what's interesting to me, and I'll talk about City Women, is Adam said when God brought that woman unto him, he said, now, this is now bone of my, what made it now? What made her now bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and she shall be called woman? But she was taken out of man. One of the things I love about God, no matter what we say, no matter what we think, no matter how we interpret what has really happened, he had already determined who she was.
Okay.
Regardless of what Adam had said, he did that. He said, I'm going to make a woman. I'm going to make him a helper. He called her a helper. When Adam woke up, he saw his woman. He didn't see his helper. And there's the problem right there. Therein lies.
that's it.
Therein lies
that's it.
The problem. He said, hey, I see a woman. sister. She's been taken out of me, and she shall be called woman. I don't recall Adam ever revering her as a helper for him.
Okay.
God called him the help. Mm-hmm. God called her his help. He called her his woman.
Mm.
And a lot of women today struggle with what man calls them.
Okay. Mm. you're gonna straighten it out, ain't you?
what does God say about your femininity? Does He describe you by what you have on? Does the type of clothing you wear make you feminine? Does the powder you put on your face make you feminine? Does the kind of the way you coordinate your jewelry, your accessories with your outfit, does that make you feminine? Does the way you put one foot in front of the other and stroll, does that make you feminine? Mm. Or does what God said makes you feminine? When He said that one of the most adored attributes of a woman is a quiet, meek, and humble spirit.
Mm. Don't give it all away now.
Femininity. I'm going to leave you with that. What is femininity?
according to God's word.
And what we want to be is God's women according to the word and not the world.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Oh, Lord. This is going to be good now.
I thought I was going to tear that question up. Ooh, I can't wait.
Look at him.
He done already started to show himself. I'm just excited. I just wonder what somebody was going to do with that question.
Okay. Well, you know you got the right one to have. You got the right one. What they say, you got the right one, baby.
Yeah.
You got the right one.
She's winning in. Took the question and just took it apart. See, she just went in and just took that word all the way apart. See that?
Okay.
Good.
We already ready.
God is awesome.
Well,
God is
awesome.
Yes. I know we're running out of time.
Yeah, I wanted you to go ahead and end us with a word of prayer. We have 3 minutes left, so go ahead and pray us out, and we thank you so much for joining us. We thank our new caller, our new administrative assistant for calling in tonight, and thank you for joining us, and we hope that we will have said something or to touch you in a way that makes you want to just love on God a lot more. Amen?
Amen. It is my prayer, oh God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. God, we just ask you tonight to hide us in your grace, Lord God. Just hide us in your grace, God. Envelop us in your purpose, not purposes that we have concocted ourselves, but your purpose, God. Give us the strength, oh God, to stay in the place that you put us so that you can, God, put in us what you would have, those realities, those internal realities that we need, God, to refine us, to be the women of God that you have purposed us to be. God, we're dependent on you. So we ask, God, that you would paralyze us, God, with a heart that's laden with a desire to be who you created us to be. God, I pray for your wisdom tonight for women in these days, that we would turn our hearts, God, toward you and not toward this world, that we would be not conformed to this world but be transformed by the renewing of our very minds. God, change our minds, change our hearts. Help us to see the truth and that truth being Jesus. Illumine to us, God, who you said that this woman that you created is. In Jesus' name, we have expectation, God, and we anticipate what you're going to do this Saturday, should you say that that's our appointed time. In Jesus' name, we pray it, we believe it, we claim it, and we have victory. We are empowered women in Christ. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God. Thank you. Thank you. God, we just thank you.
Oh, I'm just looking for a marvelous, marvelous
hallelujah
time. A hallelujah time.
I sure got to start it. I just ain't waiting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we going to do this. We going to do it. He going to do it. He it ain't going to be us.
He
going to
be.
Yeah.
He
going to
be.
Just
yeah.
What's going to happen.
I bless God for y'all. I bless God for you, my sister, my friend.
All
I bless
right.
God for
thank
you.
You. Amen. We love you, and we thank you for being a part of us, and we are part of you, my sister. God bless
Amen.
You, and I want all of y'all to have a good week, and God bless each. If you need me, call me. If you have any questions and our listening audience need to know any further information about the conference, give me a call at the number is going to be 972-802-6495. Or 214-505-3447. And everyone is welcome. Bring your sisters, bring your cousins, bring your mama, bring your auntie, bring everybody, every female you know, and come on out and fellowship with my sister, my friend, Saturday, October 25th at the First Free Will Baptist Church from 12 to 4 o'clock. In Jesus' name, y'all have a good week. I love you. Talk to you later.
Love you.
Amen.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.